This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Well, hell yeah.
Because we're here.
Yes. We are here.
And I'm back.
And the Goomba is back.
That's right.
So hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for November 30th.
2021.
One. Barbara Water. Wow, got to stop smoking the weed.
You're going to have to change that after another month.
We'll figure it out.
it'll be played again, Slim.
2021.
It'll be
2022.
We got a whole decade out of this crap, man. Don't worry about it. We're good. So anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. For new listeners, I'm Zip Allen. The sick guy is Brent DJ Slim Natzel. Say hello, Slim.
That's me. Hi, sup? Sick as a dog.
He thinks he's got the Rona.
Think so.
Hi, Carbona.
We're social distancing, though, folks. Don't worry. We're social distancing.
I got my mask on.
And Slim is 1,200 miles away from me and 1,220 miles away from Rick.
There you go.
Might be enough, maybe.
We're good. And our third chair.
Till tomorrow when Fauci says we can catch it from podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck that little Gestapo. And our third chair is occupied by the Florida Goomba himself, famous in TV and films, the one and only Rick C. Say something.
I'll say something like, I'm trying to think of what films they would know that I, oh, all right, how about Die Hard 3?
He was in Die Hard 3.
Well, yeah. I mean, no speaking role, but you can see me.
You're there.
Yeah, I'm there.
You got a credit, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not an on-screen credit. Then they would have to pay me a lot more. I'm like, oh, there I am. Oh, there's my head. Oh, there's my hand. I know it. Is there?
Maybe you should be able to go on IMDb and add yourself, though.
I am on IMDb under my.
He is.
Well, I'm saying you should be able to add that on. You know, add that.
No. Oh hell no! You never ever put down extra credits on IMDb ever.
No. Because then they think you're just an extra.
Yeah, just an extra. Yeah, no.
Whereas we know. That he had a starring role in The Brooklyn Boys.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be...
We have copies of the movie. Autographed.
Sit right here.
Autographed by the star Rick himself.
And you got the last two off Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And remember, our fans got pissed.
I got to go. All right, I'm going to check right now.
I had a lady send me an instant message during the show. I just went on Amazon and they're gone. You said they had them. I said, yeah, they had two. I just bought them.
mine's sitting right next to me, right here. Right now.
Mine's right above me to the left.
Wait, Slim, here's the big question. Did you unwrap it yet?
Nope, I have not unwrapped it. I will never unwrap it because your autograph is on the front. So.
Rick, I will tell you this. It says, to Zick, Zip, Rick C, the Brooklyn Boys. And you are directly beside an autographed DVD that Dennis Miller signed for me and a autographed picture of Mario Andretti that he signed for me when I had dinner with him a few years ago.
Oh, I'm kind of up there, ain't I?
Yeah. So, you're in the middle.
Oh, wow.
You take the middle division.
You're flanked by Mario Andretti and Dennis Miller. You're not the flanker. You're the focus.
I'm the focus. I'm like Paul Lynde in the center square of Hollywood Squares.
You're like Paul Lynde, and now everybody knows how old you are.
Man, that was a cool show, though.
It was a funny show.
I liked that show.
But he came out with some zingers.
So Brent may be sick, but he is a happy man today, and here's why.
Well, I'm free at last.
No, he's still white, but explain it, Brent.
My big boy job is done for the season. I am through. I get to sit home for 6 months and do absolutely nothing, and I love it.
Except for we know you won't be doing nothing.
Well, no, I won't be doing nothing, but I don't have to work. My big boy job is done.
Idol?
Well, I know, but 75 hours a week.
You have to raise two beautiful daughters?
Yeah, but that's nothing.
You have to keep the divine Miss M happy at night?
No, that's difficult, too.
It's not like you've got nothing to do.
No. I have a lot more time to spend at home, thank goodness. So the big boy job is done. No more cider mill for me this year. We are closed for the season as of tonight at 5:00. So we're supposed to close tomorrow, but we just ran out of shit.
Also, for new listeners, I want to explain something tonight, and I didn't find a better way to explain it than a post my friend Don put up today. It kind of sums up our attitude here at Off the Hook Radio. And let me read this to you. If you're silent about your beliefs because you're worried someone will be offended, then your beliefs are not that important to you, but rather what people think about you is. When you stand up for what's right and true, you will receive both hate and love, but everyone will know what you're fighting for. That's us. We're never quiet here at Off the Hook Radio. The great thing is many of our listeners are friends on the metaverse, also known as Facebook. Home of the modern Gestapo. I did a post this afternoon. And I said, screw some of these stories. This post on Facebook is better than these stories. This afternoon, I'm listening, and I'll just, where's the one where I explained to the lady? Okay. Biden was in Minnesota today. Okay. And a lady wanted to know what happened. So here's how I explained it to her.
Does Biden know he was in Minnesota today?
It's debatable.
Okay.
It's
definitely debatable. But the lady, you want to know what happened, because my post, let me read you my post first. 50 years ago, my wife and daughter died in an accident, so please don't hate me for my incompetence. Pathetic. That was my paraphrase, but a young lady in the audience told her nice life story. And basically what she was out of college a couple years or out of high school, and she went to community college, got an associate's degree. But as soon as she got out of high school at 17, she joined the Army National Guard. She got training there in big engines or big equipment or some such thing. And she's the only person in her National Guard unit that's rated to work on these. And she wanted to tell other young women that it's okay to work with your hands. It's fulfilling, and it can be a hell of a good career. The whole audience applauded this woman. They were cheering for her. It wasn't quite as loud as the cheer for Kyle Rittenhouse last week that we played for you from that eating establishment where like 500 people went nuts. But it was in the ballpark of that.
Hold on, I got excited. Let me tell you something about that Rittenhouse, that clip that we shared, because we played the clip here on Off the Hook Radio. Actually reclipped that and I posted it to TikTok, and within 2 hours it got taken down for bullying and harassment.
Bullying and harassment for celebrating a kid didn't get railroaded into jail for the rest of his life.
Yep. I got community guideline for bullying and harassment.
Now, fuck you, social media.
I just figured I'd share that.
No, it's just, that's fine. I you know what? I'm not even shocked. So anyway, I put this post up about Biden because the girl gets done talking, the audience cheers, and he mumbled something for about 10 seconds, and then my ears perked up because he launched into the story about 50 years ago. He was elected to the Senate at age 29, and you can't take your seat in the Senate till your birthday when you turn 30. So I had to wait past, whatever, and blah, 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 blah. And I was down in D.C. and trying to get my staff together. And I got a phone call, and the lady was so upset, and she just blurted out, "Your wife and daughter just died in a car accident." Now, what any of that pathetic sob story, you know, it's sad it happened, but it was 50 fucking years ago, dude. Okay? We've heard it over and over and over and over and over and over. Okay? And what it had to do with that, what that girl said is nothing. Had absolutely nothing to do with what she said. But everything's got to be about him because he's senile. He doesn't know what, he can't follow. Remember last week he was reading something off the teleprompter and he says, end quote.
Yep.
Because on the teleprompter in parentheses, it said, end quote. I mean, he's just a total friggin' douchebag and he's running the most powerful country in the world.
Did you see what he did today?
Well, China is, but.
The other thing he went to do, he did, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but he went to sign a bill and he couldn't even read it. He said, I'm just going to sign it. I'm not even going to read it. He couldn't, and I have the clip.
Couldn't even read the signing statement?
No, he couldn't even read the signing statement. Here, I mean, I've got it right here.
Wasn't it big enough print for him? What?
I don't know, here.
All right.
He's opening it now.
Here we go. Men title. Well, I'm not going to read it all. I'll just sign it.
Mento? Mento, what was he talking about? The mint in his pocket? What?
It's called the
Omni. Hold on, wrong clip.
Oh no, we've got that one coming up.
All right,
here it is again. I turn it up for you.
Here we go. Mento. Well, I'm not going to read it all. Just sign it.
Obviously, you can't read any of it, you fucking moron.
I'm going to read it. I'm just going to sign it.
All right. So anyway, I posted this thing here because it just pissed me off. This girl. He stole her moment with this pathetic sob story that we've heard 50 million times and had nothing to do. It wasn't germane to the conversation that was going on at the time. So I posted it. And my friends on Facebook kind of get it, you know? Melody says, my first husband died in a car wreck. That made me a widow, not incompetent. And I told her, Melody, that's because you're way smarter than Trader Joe. Patricia chimed in with, well, Zip, we're all smarter than Trader Joe. And then, yeah, the lady asked me what he did, and I told him. But before I answered her, another lady said, who knows? It's pretty hard to follow anything he says. Well, you just proved that, Slim.
Yes, I did.
Mental. Mm. Mental incompetence. That's what it is. So I told the story, you know, I told her, the lady, young lady told a nice life story. People applauded. A minute later, he pulled out the my wife died story. It made no sense. He's so gone. Well, Cindy chimed in with, then I married my babysitter who's not a doctor and raised our children as pedophiles. The end.
See, I didn't realize until tonight that Jill was the babysitter. That was a yes. First. I guess I never really knew that until today.
But she wasn't a teenager. Because when I posted that about him marrying the babysitter, Facebook took it down and told me I was wrong because she wasn't a teenager. I never said she was a teenager. She was like 23 or something. 22.
Said she was a babysitter.
Yeah, just said she was the babysitter. So Holly says, my father was murdered and my 12-year-old nephew died from tonsil surgery. It's never made me incompetent. And I said, you're also way smarter than Trader Joe. Marianne said it's terrible that he died, but he drags a tired old chestnut out far too often, which is not a funny comment, but it's as correct as anything that was posted here. Letitia said, I guess that's the best he can do. Wasn't Jill the babysitter for them? Lori said, I might have some sympathy for him if I didn't think he was part of that accident. I got no sympathy for the devil. See, this is what gets started. See, a lot of my friends are into these conspiracy theory stuff, Slim. You should be friends with them.
I'm going to have to look some of them up because, you know, this is interesting stuff now. I mean, if yes. He offed his own wife to be with the babysitter,
who knows? But he accused the truck driver of being drunk, but everybody who saw the accident said she's the one who drove into the truck.
You don't think that Obama and Hillary and Biden didn't all learn from the same group? I mean, come on. Hillary's an expert at suiciding people.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go there, but you know, it's who knows. But apparently, it was very convenient because he was already bopping the babysitter. Sith said, "I'm sorry, I laughed, but we are talking about fuck Joe Biden, right?" And Holly answered, "Yes." And Gina says, So I guess Jill's just a POS that did nothing to better him or his life. This guy's just a clown all the way around. Can't argue with that. Lucas said, what the fuck does that have to do with pretending to be president? Excellent question, Lucas. Mutisha came back with, wonder why the accident didn't stop him from being a low-life plagiarist. This is like Amazon. You know, the best part of Amazon is reading the reviews of the product.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is like reading the reviews of my post. This is awesome. Lucas came back with it's an obvious, a desperate attempt for sympathy. Well, the girl got applauded. Maybe the girl getting applauded irritated him or something. You know, he is a cranky old fuck. Nancy said he should have said, 50 years ago today, my wife and daughter died in a car crash. I was sad, but I came out of it all right because I've been porking the babysitter, Jill. Taylor said a wreck that was more than likely caused at the hands of him, not the poor garbage man. I did look that up because it seemed like a little far-fetched to me at the time when I read it. But apparently the truck driver was never charged with anything. So it certainly wasn't his fault, or he would have been, believe me. Gina said the conspiracy theory is that he had her killed off to be with his babysitter, Jill, who was also married at the time.
Sounds like a lot of people thinking that's what really happened here.
I've heard that over the years, and the garbage man that she ran into wasn't drinking like Biden claimed. That is very true. Lori said, the first wife is being cheated on by Biden and Jill, the babysitter. Maybe the first wife's accident was no accident. I got a lot of people thinking here.
Yeah, come on now. I mean, there's no conspiracy. This might be something.
Renee said, sorry for the loss of life involved, but rumor has it he hired someone to do the dirty deed.
Dear God, another one.
Cutting the brake lines or something? I don't know. I don't know if any of this is true. I think there's more proof that Morning Joe off to that girl in his office than there is that Biden had anything to do with this. But it's interesting so many people think so. Yeah. And Facebook can't ban me for saying this stuff on the radio show, so fuck them. Melody said, at least he didn't bring up the old faithful, my son. And I said, no, he did that to the parents of the 13 heroes he got killed. What a tool. And that's true. You know, his oldest son died of brain cancer well after he was out of the Navy. And the parents of the 13 heroes that he got killed in Afghanistan by being an incompetent fucking boob, which is kind of redundant because you say Joe Biden, incompetent fucking boob, I think is the proper definition in the dictionary. But he's there at Andrews when the bodies of these 13 heroes are being returned with the parents. And the parents are talking stories about their sons and daughters who died. And what's Joe come back with? I understand your loss. My son, who was in the Navy, he died too. He died of brain cancer at 46. He didn't get blown up at age 19 or 22 or 24 or whatever. Because you don't let the military do their goddamn jobs. You close Bagram Air Force Base, you make everybody funnel into the airport in Kabul, where there's no friggin' security. And of course, the French and English push their security way out, blocks and blocks and blocks, protect their people trying to get the airport. Did we do that? No, because he hired a boob like himself to run the Defense Department. I mean, it's just a mess. Who else we got? Oh, Cindy Lou said, when things are going bad, Sleepy says that stuff. There's no reason to make those statements. Again, looking for sympathy doesn't give him the right to destroy our country. So there you go. There's my peeps on Facebook keeping it real, keeping the conspiracy theories going. But, I mean, the bottom line is this guy is a total fucking jerk off. I mean, this is horrible. And we got Omicron. Is that what he calls it?
Omicron, yeah.
Omicron's out there.
Yeah, he can't even fucking pronounce this. Here, check this out.
It's called the Omicron. The Omicron. variant, the face the Omicron variant. Yeah.
Omicron.
Omicron.
Okay, and they made fun of Bush because he couldn't pronounce nuclear. He said nuclear. And my God, the media just tore him up over that. Oh, this guy went to Yale or where Harvard, wherever the hell he went. And he can't even pronounce the nuclear. He can't even, he's what a moron. But are they going to say anything about Biden?
No.
Oh, fuck no. Absolutely not. But God bless my friends on Facebook because they keep it real. And the snark in there was awesome. Snark's awesome. They got to be listeners, man, because we spread snark wherever we go. Snark is a good thing.
Snark.
Yeah. So that was the Biden shit post on my page. And I got a tweet of the day yesterday I wanted to give you too. This is from Rona McDaniel. And, of course, she's the daughter of Mitt Romney. And leave it to Mitt Romney to name his daughter after disease. But anyway, she is a Republican National Committee chair, and she doesn't agree with her dad on much, thank God. But she put out yesterday, Biden promised he had a secret plan to shut down the virus. He didn't. He spread doubt about Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Then he tried to claim credit. We all watched that. And then he called travel restrictions hysterical xenophobia. Now he's enacted one. He put one in over the Omicron. Oh, my God. He's pathetic. On African nations. Well, I heard tonight, I believe it was on Tucker or somewhere, that two people died in Gabon from the Omicron. I'm just going to call it Omicron. It's like, what was that movie with the robot guys?
Transformers.
Yeah, one of the heroes of Transformers, Omicron. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, but, you know, Trump shuts down travel from China, where the virus originates, in January. Well, the damn thing had already been here since December, or maybe even late November, because the first death was in December. And he's xenophobic, racist for shutting down China. No, you're just pissed off because he did something to slow down China, who pays your family a shitload of money. That's all he was pissed off about. But now he shuts it down from Africa. The leader of South Africa, where the Omicron thing is all over the place, apparently. So they say. We're supposed
it's
to
called
be...
called the Omicron. Omicron.
Not Omicron. It's Omicron. Yeah, Omicron. I made the mistake of pronouncing it correctly. I'm sorry, Joe. I'll try to be more incompetent in the future. I got to live up to his standards, you know. But Biden is enacting the travel ban on Africa. Aren't most people in Africa black?
Yeah, sounds like they're doing the same thing Trump did that he just called them out for.
I think it kind of makes him a little bit racist there then, doesn't you?
It sure does.
I mean, I believe he was a Republican. He'd be getting called racist right and left, up and down, backwards, you know, six ways to Sunday.
Well, and then you saw today that the press secretary, Jen, she ran to his defense and
little
said
little
that,
Chucky.
Yeah, she runs to his defense. And it's well, what we're referring to with the xenophobic tweet of Trump was how he kept referring to it as the China virus, you know, not so much the whole travel ban situation. That's what Jen was trying to allude reporters, unless I mistook what she was
well,
saying.
That's probably the only spin she could put on it. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, look, she lies like hell, but she isn't stupid.
Right. Well, that's the spin she was put.
She came up with a half decent spin that'll keep MSNBC and CNN talking heads nodding, going, see, he's not a racist like Trump. You know, assholes. Anyway, so that kind of sums up Trader Joe's bullshit. But, you know, the media should tell the great unwashed all this stuff.
Well, it didn't sum it up because you missed the one whole thing that Brett Baer broke tonight on 6 o'clock on Fox News. The new details of the book that came out today that New York Post published excerpts of that they're most definitely going to probably find out that Joe definitely took money in all of these Hunter deals. And I mean, it's all
I did just mention that. But yeah, we had that story 13 months ago.
Right. No, I know. But this. Oh, you did actually mention. I guess I was thinking about what you were talking about. I'm sorry.
I have it in my notes for later on, but I'll just say it now. I mean, you know, all the stuff with Bob Alinsky and the deal with the Chinese energy company and stuff came out in the book, and the New York Post wrote about the book today.
Yep.
Well, that's fine, but we told you all this stuff 13 months ago, before the election. Because it was being censored by all media before the election.
I'm sorry, I just burst.
Well, now you can all know about it because we've got the boob in office. So, I mean, you know, this was a coup. This was nothing but a freaking coup. This is a 21st century coup. And we got to figure out a way out of this. And everything they're doing is trying to scare us all so they can get mail-in ballots next November.
Well, you know what?
I say that all the time, but I am 100% convinced they are trying to keep us on edge, at each other's throats, and scared to death so nobody wants to go out and vote so they can cheat again.
Well, and you know what else I think? I think it's going to...
Otherwise, they get killed.
There's two scenarios we have to watch for. The one scenario is if Joe Biden doesn't make it to 2024... Who takes over? What happens then? And if Joe Biden does make it to 2024, does he run again? And does, you know, through the cheating measures win again? And are we super, super fucked? I mean,
no, it'll be Bud Fudge or Camel Toe or somebody else equally left wing wacko. The Democrats aren't going to get elected to anything again. I mean, this was their one shot.
Unless they keep cheating.
Look, how did obviously Biden- they. How did Biden get any votes at all? Everybody said, oh, he'll be moderate. He'll be a moderate. He'll be centrist. He'll bring everybody together. No, he keeps appointing people to positions like that boob at the Defense Department.
Hold on. The boob at the Defense Department.
No, that's a him.
Well, I have a lady at the one of his, hold on, where is it here? Where is it? It's her Department of Energy person. Oh, yeah, Biden's Department of Energy. This is how much she knows about. Here's a boob.
Yeah, I talk
about
a boob.
There's various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know. How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day? I don't have that number in front of me.
Oh, there you go. Our Department of Energy Secretary doesn't
know. That's Grantham, who used to be the governor of Michigan. Like, Michigan has it coming up with two friggin' total losers in a row. Her, and then she's followed by Herr Whitmer. You know, God. No, Michigan, that's why they treated in Detroit. They were about to elect Jones Senator, the black guy, and Trump had the state won. And, oh, we got to stop counting. Throw out all the Republicans overnight. All of a sudden in the morning, Trump loses. Screw that. I'm tired of this shit. But anyway, legacy, like, maybe the media should tell us all this stuff ahead of time, but legacy media is pretty much dead anyway. So screw them. We're just going to go on to our new segment tonight, which I was all excited about. We got a new segment tonight, and I was talking about Slim. Slim and I have been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and I said, okay, I'll put it in tonight. And then Slim's reading over his segment tonight, and he goes, there ain't really much this week.
Yeah, and you know what the worst part is I refreshed the screen and got the actual correct one because it wasn't even on the right one.
Oh, is it better?
No, it's not even any better.
It's not any better.
I have been sneaking these in the past couple of weeks. I've been telling you guys the national days of the year that are made up every day.
They make it a damn segment. They don't have the decency to have good stuff.
I've got a couple things here, but
we're gonna do this segment because it's a new segment tonight. It's kind of like a real radio show, which, unlike ours, they don't win awards. We do.
Right, we do.
This is going to be known as, Brent, what the hell happened on this date? So, Brent, what the hell happened?
Well, first, let's start with the days of the year, because we have a couple. Today is National Pie Day. Doesn't specify.
Well, what kind of pie I really like.
There you go.
1-4 day?
Just pie. Just however you want to think of it. Pie.
Okay, or maybe it's the number.
It might be.
That's not as much fun as the one I was thinking of.
This is true. It's National Eat a Red Apple Day. Sorry if you're a cider mill fan, because I've been out of red apples for like 2 weeks and we're closed. So you're kind of fucked there. So National Red Apple Day is out. And the only other interesting one there's tons of these every day, but the only other one is out. It's Rosa Parks Day. So
good for her.
Happy Rose Park Days. All right. On this date in 1824, by the power of the 12th Amendment, the House of Representatives decided its first presidential election. It was between John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, William Crawford, or Henry Clay. This was the first time that the 12th Amendment was used. Correct. Also, 1913, this was when Henry Ford's first moving assembly line started rolling. He cut the time from a car from 12 hours of production to 2 hours in 30 minutes using, you know, their mass production line.
Yes. And he would be rolling over in his grave if he knew what his foundation was donating to.
Yeah, I'm sure they would be.
The Ford Foundation is one of the most left-wing organizations in the frickin' country.
So glad I didn't get a Ford.
1990, British and French drilling teams coming from opposite directions. They meet beneath the English Channel. Of course, it did take another 4 years.
Oh, the channel.
Complete the track, but they did meet. Yep, today is when they actually met both sides. And I watched that.
You know, that's something I've never been in. You know, there's a tunnel that goes under the water, like Maryland, Virginia area. I've done it. I forget exactly where it is. I'm sure somebody knows that's listening. But you're driving down a bridge, and the bridge looks like it does. The bridge goes right into the water.
Yep.
And it goes under the water for, I don't know, it's not that long, but it's pretty cool looking. But the channel goes all the way across the English Channel. What's that, 20-some miles, 30-some miles?
Yeah, I think it says 31. Let me scroll back up.
31 miles? That sounds about right.
31 miles, I believe that's what it says, 31 miles.
Scoop a tank in my car just in case.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you got to ride the train. You can't drive your car through there, I don't think.
You can put
your car on the train, but...
We had two more. 2017, President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, did plead guilty to lying to the FBI. So
yeah, he was railroaded. We all know that.
And this one, because we're still living it today, and this was basically why we are where we are today. On this date in 2019, the earliest traceable patient, a 55-year-old man, developed symptoms of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. There you go. That's probably
right. Who died on, who was born on this day?
The ones I gave you earlier were wrong, obviously. We have the son of late crocodile hunter, Robert Irwin, was born today. He's 18. We have DeSean Jackson, football player, 35. I'm just going through some of the ones
here. Oh, hey, one of my favorite clips, and I still got it on my phone. DeSean Jackson, who I've always hated. He's just such an asshole. He's fast. He can run. Okay, fine. But he played for the Eagles, and I hated his big mouth talking about all this crap he was going to do, and he never did it anyway. But he played for the Bucs. The first year I had season tickets for the Bucs, was that 5 years ago or something? And he caught an out pass in one of the first games I went to. It might have been the first game. And just got freaking lit up by the cornerback. I mean, it's like the ball hits his hand and the cornerback just friggin' crushed him and knocked him about 5 yards out of bounds. And it was like about a 6 second clip, and I just put it on one of those Vine loops and just played it over and over. Sean Jackson. I love that one.
We got the actress from The Wonder Years, Julia Condra. She's 51. Comedian who I can't stand, Sarah Silverman, also
51.
I hate her.
Blackface Sarah.
Can't stand Sarah Silverman.
But it's not racist because she's a liberal.
This is true. Wind Beneath My Wings singer Bette Midler turns 76.
She hasn't assumed room temperature yet?
No, she has not. John Densmore from The Doors, he turned 77. We also had Richard Pryor. He celebrated a room temperature.
He is room temperature.
So there you go.
Don't do drugs, children. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad. So there you go. There's
Richard
all the exciting.
Pryor, such a great comedian, man. He was awesome.
All the
That's why I like Dave Chappelle is like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy put together. You know, I love Chappelle. Chappelle's the GOAT.
There was no winner for Monday night's Powerball drawing for
the
$264 million jackpot. Now
wasn't me.
So make sure you go out and. We do have some deaths. Nobody important.
Nobody important. Okay.
Nobody important. So
nobody we know personally.
No, but nobody that I care to even, tell you about. And your book is still not on the top list, the one you were talking about last week. So
yeah. Even though it's the bestseller on Amazon. That's all right.
Still not there.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book about Fauci.
Oh wait. I lied. It has made the list. I'm sorry. I just scrolled down further. It is made. It is number five. The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is number
on what
five.
List? On
the
New York Times?
New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, which they manipulate all the time anyway. But that's okay. At least it's on there.
There you go.
But based on the unit movement on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, which is a lot more accurate than New York Times, it was the number one selling book last week. So anyway.
That's all I got. Thanks.
That's fine. We all know society is being pushed down the toilet. That's obvious. Every day we wake up and turn on the TV or the internet or whatever. But we've got a demonstrative story for you tonight from Georgia about society going right down the toilet. A webcam model accidentally shot herself in the vajayjay with a 9mm handgun while recording a video earlier this month in her Georgia home. Responding to an accidental gunshot wound call to residents in Thomaston, a city 40 miles outside Macon, a sheriff's deputy encountered an EMS worker on the property driveway around noon, November 9th. Paramedic who was holding an unloaded handgun and a spent bullet casing in her hands explained that the female had shot herself in the vagina accidentally. According to interviews with other residents of the home, deputies determined that Lauren Hunter Damon, 27, was apparently alone inside her bedroom when the gun discharged. Jordan Allen, who said he owned the firearm, told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard a gunshot. Upon reaching the bedroom, he found Damon with a small amount of blood on her leg. He advised him she had started saying she was sorry. She told him she shot herself accidentally. Now, here's why this is part of the societal mess that we live in. He told deputies that Damon has subscribers on a sexual web platform called Chatter and that she makes sexual videos of herself and people pay to see them. Yeah, and advised probably, that he yeah. thinks she was recording a video at the time the gun went off. Doesn't take a big leap of imagination to figure out what she was doing with the gun.
No, it really does not.
Wait, Zip, tell the listeners what website that was come from.
Chatter. It's called Chatter.
No. The story.
Oh, yeah, it was on the smoking gun. Yeah, I love smoking gun. I've used for stories over the years many, many times. How they always come up with the odd one.
Yeah, definitely appropriate for this one.
It appears that the web platform to which Alan referred is actually called Chatterbait. Yeah, Chatterbait. Yeah, that I've heard of. I didn't hear the other one. A popular adult site that lets models receive tips from viewers in return for the performance of requested sex acts. It's unclear whether Damon was broadcasting live when the gun discharged or she's just recording a video that she would upload to Chatterbait.
Well, either way, she was definitely masturbating on Chatterbait with her gun.
With a 9mm.
It was something baiting.
And it went off. Come on, check the chamber, ladies. If you're going to, we've told you so many times our sex tips. If you're going to masturbate with a gun, fucking take the goddamn bullets out.
Jesus. But she probably doesn't know how to handle a gun. You know, she probably just had somebody on a video ask for something kinky, and she figures, okay, tip me $100, I'll stick this up my vajayjay for him. You know, I mean, quite frankly, it would have been more impressive if she'd done it with a 357 with a six inch barrel. You know, the barrel on a 9mm isn't very long, guys. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a Chinese gun. You know, if you know.
Oh, wait, if she used that, though, I could probably go all the way through.
I have quite a few 9mm, and none of them are that impressive. As guns, they're fine. As sex tools, not impressive. But she was transported by her home to a parking lot. The sheriff's office and the helicopter flew her to Macon Hospital, and she was released this week. So she was in the hospital for a couple, 3 weeks now. The shooting, which police classified as reckless conduct, is unlikely to result in criminal charges. During police interviews, her account of the shooting fluctuated, with her claiming at one point that the gun went off during consensual sex acts with Alan, her boyfriend, who said he was in the kitchen. I kind of believe the chatterbait story. So there you go. She gets stuck in her house from COVID. She says, okay, I'll show my vajayjay to the world and make some money that way.
The easiest answer is just to look at the video that she recorded, and they've got all their answers. Unless she deleted it, but in the mass panic of shooting your fucking vagina lips off, I think you wouldn't be deleting the video.
Oh, she fired it right up there. Mm. Which, you know, the only upside, this is a sad story, really. I mean, I know we're making fun of it, but sad story. But there is an upside to the story. It's likely she won't reproduce. We should all be grateful for that. And we should also be grateful that there was no criminal in Waukesha last Wednesday. I know that's not in my notes, but I just want to bring it up, guys. Apparently, according to CNN, Waukesha will hold a moment of silence today, marking 1 week since a car drove through the city Christmas parade, killing 6 people and injuring scores of others. That goddamn car.
Yeah, that's bad.
That car. Yeah, and at least they took the word accident out of this, because I've been seeing all week. An accident killed 6 people in Waukesha. No, a Black Lives Matter radical who hates people, white people, killed a bunch of them. This guy's background is obvious. We've seen his background. You look at his social media. He was a hater. He was a BLM member. He hates white people. He talks about killing whiteies. He does his crappy rap videos, which are all violent and stuff. And the week before, he'd run over his baby mama with the same car after punching her in the head. He gets arrested for that. I talked about this last week. And he gets out on a $1,000 bond. He should have been charged with attempted murder and had no bond.
He gets out from a
Soros-appointed DA on a $1,000 bond. He sees Kyle Rittenhouse get acquitted after hearing that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist for a year and a half from the media, which is total bullshit, and they're all going to lose their asses. Thank you. It's one thing I like about the legal system. There is ways to redress the sins of the media. Thank you, Kyle Sandman, or Sam, whatever Sandman's first name is, for doing that. You know, Sandman and Rittenhouse are going to own CNN together pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But I like the first lawsuit I saw that was filed was against Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg.
Good.
Now, those are two of the most misnamed women in the world, Whoopi and Joy. There ain't nothing Whoopi or Joy about either one of them cows. Jesus, God. They're the most hateful women I've ever freaking seen.
Can I ask a question about that tweet? Because, I mean, I came home and saw this whole headline about how the CNN was blaming an automated, how do you say that word, autonomous car for, is that how you say the word?
Like it was driving itself.
Right. They're trying to blame an autonomous car for the death in the parade. So I pulled it all up to look at the tweet, and it read exactly, pretty much what you said. The car... They didn't say a person, but was that, do you think that was totally done on purpose to do it that way? Or do you think it was just a slip of the way they tweeted the tweet instead of saying, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it was
here's another headline.
You gotta remember these people that write
these. I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
I'm going to answer your question here.
People are just stupid when they write stuff.
There's another headline that I wrote down in my notes the other day. An SUV had an accident running over 50-plus people and killing 6.
So they're trying to
blame the car. Here's your answer. Here's the way to answer. I'm going to answer this by putting this out there for you. Creepy Joe won't go to console the families of those that died in Waukesha. 5 people, 5 adults and 1 child. There's still 50 people in the hospital. A couple of them are still fighting for their life. Now, if the driver was a redneck and it was a BLM march that he'd driven through, how fast do you think Biden would have been there?
Well, as soon as he could get on a plane.
He'd have been there the next effing morning.
Pretty much.
But it's white people killed by a Black Lives Matter guy.
Don't matter.
I can't go there. It'll draw attention to it. It doesn't fit the media narrative that all white people are racist. You know, Joe Biden, you're white. You wrote the racist crime bill that Trump overturned. Trump overturned the racist crime bill. He got rid of the 1994 crime bill. He's the one who released that black woman that had been in jail for 20 some years for selling some cocaine to feed her kids. You know, she went to jail based on the law that Biden wrote and passed. But the media won't tell you any of this stuff, people. That's why you got to listen to this show, I guess.
There you go.
So, and here's a follow-up story. I like this one. Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse. Last week, when discussing Kyle Rittenhouse, I brought up the overlooked story of Lieutenant William Kelly of Norfolk, Virginia. He's the officer who got canned from his 20-year job because he donated $25 anonymously to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund. And then somebody leaked the list and he got the police chief and mayor to can the guy over a $25 donation to a kid who was clearly shouldn't have been charged in the first place. And by the way, for all your stupid family members that don't listen to the show, no black people were involved in the shootings. The only black person involved at all was a career criminal who kicked Kyle in the head. And then the prosecution couldn't find out who he was, even though we all knew who he was. It was just a mess. But anyway, about William Kelly. Officer was fired over his support for Rittenhouse. He speaks out about it. But he got a check from a fundraiser launched by Candace Owens. Now, I know everybody listening here knows who Candace Owens is.
Yep.
She's a outspoken black conservative young female. And she is sharp as a tack. Although she talks way too fast. She needs to slow down when she's on TV. I think she's gotten used to them saying, okay, Candace, you're on for 2 minutes. And she tries to get 4 minutes worth of crap into 2 minutes. Okay, she's famous. She needs an editor.
Well, she's also very passionate, and that
but
shows.
She needs an editor. She talks way too fast. But anyway, Candace Owens presented a check for $202,000 to Lieutenant William Kelly this week. Who was fired over that $25 donation to Kyle. She launched the fundraiser because GoFundMe shut it down. GoFundMe wouldn't let him raise any money that way. This guy and his family have been living off his wife's teacher's salary alone for 15 months, while his lawyers are fighting this obviously blatant illegal firing. So $202,000. Her goal was $100,000, and she surpassed that in a matter of hours.
Good for her. So, if she were to do it for a couple more days or a couple more weeks, she'd even get more. So,
well, it's gone up to $245,000 since the fundraiser, so it's gone more. Now, that doesn't even come close to the millions and millions of dollars that are raised for people on the other side. That, you know, our vice president of the United States helped raise money to get the criminals out from the riots. No, this is a police officer. So people on the left automatically, well, he's a police officer, so fuck him. But Candace Owens, good on you. That's my happy story of the day. We got one that we missed in September, but we're
this is a happy story, though. I love this story.
Well, this just makes me giggle.
That's why it's a happy story. This is great.
We are nothing if not vigilant, even though we missed the story. Besides, we got the sound clip. The sound clip's funny, so I'll just tell you what it's about. The British government thinks that, you know, all babies belong to the Queen and not the parents would be terrifying. But every day there's a reminder that we broke up with England for a reason, and we are never, ever getting back together. But once in a while, we get a reminder that not everyone in the UK is a total wanker. These blokes heckling Nancy Pelosi outside of her speech there in September are proof of that. Go ahead.
The whole world knows that Donald Trump won the 2020 election, Nancy.
Nancy, Trump won.
We all know
Trump
it.
Trump won.
The whole world knows. You're the fraud.
You're the fraud, Nancy.
Oh, my God, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You're not welcome here.
Turn the left.
Boo! Scum. Scumbag. Scum! Pelosi! Shame on you!
Shame on you!
You're not welcome here! Go go home.
Where's all the children? Go.
Get back to Epstein's island. Get back to Jeffrey Epstein's penal island, Nancy. We're all on to you.
Jump.
Get back to the penal island.
Jump.
Criminals. You've got no...
Criminals.
Murderers.
The world knows Trump won!
Jesus is coming for you, Nancy!
Where's the children?
Repent!
I don't think Jesus wants to do
it. Repent!
You shame of yourself, you disgusting human being! Get out of that house! We do not want you here!
Get back to Epstein Island!
Pedophiles!
Satanic clowns!
Pedophiles!
These Brits are as good as the people posted on my Biden story today. That was great. Get back to Jeffrey Island, Epstein's pedo island, Nancy.
I love you.
I have no idea if she was ever on Jeffrey Epstein's pedo island. I don't care. It was just funny.
You probably was.
Good on you. They're not all wankers. Yeah, I like that word, wanker. In our two-tier justice isn't justice segment tonight, we have to mention Juicy Smollett's trial. That's coming up this week. After only 3 years of delay, Juicy Smollett, it's Jussie Smollett for those of you in Rio Linda who don't watch Dave Chappelle. But as soon as Dave Chappelle named him Juicy Smollett, that became the guy's real name. He's finally facing trial for his 2019 stunt where he claimed he was a victim of a racist homophobic attack in Chicago. The accounts have been totally discredited. The two guys that were in on it are going to testify against him. But here's the problem. Even though he's charged with six felonies, and they're going to testify against him, they're all disorderly conduct charges relating to making false statements to the police, and the maximum sentence is only 3 years in prison, and it's likely he'll be sentenced to nothing more than probation. So Juicy probably isn't going to get to his wish of being in prison with lots of other men for months at a time. But
I haven't been following this one. I was watching a little tonight when they were talking about it, but I'm just not interested in this case.
Well, but meanwhile, the Capitol Hill trespassers are still being held without bond and being made examples of because they voted for the wrong guy. So, wait. Now, I've got Stupid Criminal of the Week. Now, my Stupid Criminal of the Week is Biden because his China cash story is out in the new book that you mentioned earlier, Slim.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, we gave the details on that 13 months ago. The big guy was in for 10% because he needed a fifth house. Yeah. Nobody's ever explained to me how Biden can afford four houses on, a senator's salary. Ooh, wonder how that works. I mean, his highest senator salary was like $160,000 or $156,000. Then his vice president, he made $200,000. The first year he's out of office, he makes $17 million.
How convenient.
Yes, very convenient. But he is our Stupid Criminal of the Week because of the China cash story. But if you voted for Biden, you aren't going to get treated like the trespassers on Capitol Hill. And we can explain that. You guys, if you haven't seen this story, you don't know about this story, you need to check this one out. Jonathan Turley talks about this. He's a Democratic lawyer, law professor even. But he's one of the Democrats I like because he's an honest man. There's still a few dozen of them left. Antifa member who took an axe to a Senate office given probation after his axe and got his axe back. Okay. So he talks about the continued incarceration of many individuals for their participation in the January 6th riot, which was a pretty mild riot, you know. We had the peaceful demonstrations where cities got burned down, But you break a few windows and knock over some bike barriers, and it's a riot. Okay.
Well, when you kick your feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, that causes problems.
Yeah, well, that's a riot. Well, that guy got sentenced to like 3 years.
He
was from Florida.
Yeah.
The shaman guy with the buffalo head.
He's probably the one who also
got four, he got 41 months. They included a charge against him that the American flag he was peacefully carrying around the Capitol building while he's strutting through with his war paint and his goofy hat had a sharp tip on the end. So they charged him with carrying a weapon on federal property. That's how pathetic this shit is. But anyway, back to this guy. Despite claims that the riot was an insurrection, the vast majority of defendants have been given relatively minor charges. You know, the media is hyping it up, but the prosecutors are going, we really can't do that. But nevertheless, the Justice Department's insisted on holding many without bail. And that's what's wrong with that. That isn't American at all. And Jacob Chansley, the shaman guy we're talking about, got 41 months. But now we've got Thomas Taz Alexander Starks, 31, from Lisbon, North Dakota. He faced a strikingly different approach by the Justice Department. The self-avowed Antifa member took an axe to the office of Senator John Hoeven in Fargo, December 21st, 2020. Federal sentencing guidelines suggested 10 to 16 months in prison. Taz Starks was sentenced to probation and a fine of $2,784. He reportedly then mocked the FBI because on social media, because after he was convicted, but let off basically with a slap on the wrist, the FBI gave him his axe back that he used to destroy the office of the senator.
He can do it again.
Others declared him a hero. Democratic politicians pitched in for his legal defense. Democratic politicians chipped in to defend a guy who took an axe to a sitting senator's home district office and friggin' destroyed the front of it. He was caught on videotape. He was axing the door of the congressional office. He pleaded guilty to a single charge of destruction of government property. That's it. The shaman who just walked around with the American flag got like 8 charges against him. But this guy actually did violence, got 1 charge. The case has received little attention from the media outside of a few conservative sites. He's made clear, now look at this, Starks has made clear he was neither apologetic nor deterred from the use of such violence. He posted under the Facebook moniker Paul Dunyan. You want to look him up. Paul Dunyan, D-U-N-Y-A-N. An apparent reference to his preferred use of an axe as a form of political expression. He displays the Antifa symbol, and while awaiting sentences, reportedly wrote, "I am Antifa. I will always attack fascist racial superiority complexes built around nationalism that promotes genocide to fuel a war machine is the worst humanity has to offer." Yeah, I wonder what pamphlet he read that off of. Anyway, it's reminiscent of the defiance shown by arrested Antifa member Jason Charter, declared the movement is winning after his arrest. So after his life sentence, Starks posted last month that it was all effectively a joke. Look what the FBI was kind enough to give back to me. And he posted a picture of his jacket that he wore, his shoes that he wore, and the Collins axe that he used to destroy the office. He was giving it back to him. They gave him a GoFundMe account. He got a GoFundMe account, but Kyle Rittenhouse couldn't have one.
Or the teacher that donated $25.
Yeah, the officer.
Right.
The officer,
sorry.
Yeah, he couldn't have one.
No.
There's been a bunch of them that have been taken down. Anybody can serve, they take it down. Jonathan Turley testified in the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Fat Jerry Nadler, that Antifa, he said Antifa is a myth. But he said it's a movement at war with free speech. Jonathan Turley says this. Defining the right to itself as a tool of oppression. Their purpose is evidence in what's called the Bible of the Antifa movement, Rutger professors Mark Bray's book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. Hmm. Now, I'm not going to go into all this, but I mean, what's fascism? Fascism is not allowing free speech. Cancel culture is fascism. Everything these people so-called believe in is what really is fascist. So they're just like the Democratic Party that they support. Whatever they're accused you of doing is what they're doing themselves. Mr. Starks is another example of that. So there you go. If you get in big trouble with the law, just tell them you're a Democrat and some crazy Republican drove you to it. You'll get off easy.
Yep.
Rick.
Yo.
Next crime you commit.
The next crime.
You're a Democrat.
Am I going to stoop that low, really?
Well, it'll be less bail for me to have to come get your ass out.
Here's the thing. I guess we better all change our party affiliation, you know, so we can, you know, use this as an excuse, though. Really use it as an excuse.
Well, I've been an independent ever since I was a lobbyist, and that was a long time ago. So I'm not changing from an independent. And because I think Republicans are a bunch of pussies and Democrats are a bunch of fascist assholes. So I don't want to be a part of either damn one of them.
Yeah, well, you won't be able to help get the right people into the Republican slot, which is what...
Well, I have to vote for the pussies because even a pussy Republican is better than a radical Democrat. But there are some good Democrats. Well, I mean, there's five Senate Democrats that are going to vote against this crazy woman that Biden put up for the to be comptroller of the currency for the United States of America. She's an Asian woman from somewhere else. She wasn't born here. And they're going to put her as comptroller of the fucking currency. And her beliefs are that oil companies and coal companies and any company that has anything to do with fossil fuel deserves to go bankrupt. She said that in public. Now we've got another one. He nominated a woman for FCC seat. The FCC is pretty damn powerful. He nominated one for the FCC seat who is the chair of some seat at Georgetown University that's funded by George Soros. And she thinks that Fox News should be put on trial because there's no counterbalance to Fox News. They just spout this stuff and it's crazy and it should be illegal. Sorry, Fox News is the counterbalance. She wants everybody to march in lockstep with the bullshit that you hear from CNN. What happened to CNN today? Cuomo got canned.
Yeah.
That took him long enough.
Use of his powers.
Cuomo is the highest rated show on CNN, which ain't saying much. You know, being the highest rated show on CNN is like, you know, being the tallest gnome in the gnome garden.
Well, you know, for all the...
Still ain't much.
No, but for all the CNN geeks, that's great for them. Well, sucks for them now.
Well, you know, but Tucker admits, calls him a moron all the time because he is. If you ever listen to Cuomo, he's just such a tool. He's really not too bright. But he stuck up for his brother, you know? And that's what the hell family's supposed to do. You're supposed to stick up for your brother.
Yeah,
well, the problem is, while he was sticking up for his brother, CNN left him on the air. They should have suspended him then and brought him back once his brother was kicked out of office or whatever. But no, now The Atlantic, which is one of the most liberal rags in the country, and the Washington Post, WAPO, one of the most liberal newspapers, probably the second most behind the New York Times, they came out saying that, this is bad, that he stuck up for his brother and tried to help his brother with media relations because it's a me first or me too kind of a thing because he molested women. So they turned against him. So Zucker at CNN, who has absolutely no balls whatsoever, decided, well, if The Atlantic and The Washington Post are against them, I guess I finally got to do something. Who the hell cares? This is like the 10 people on Twitter that tell the country what to do. You know, it's just crazy. There is no damn media. You just got to understand, anytime you're watching the news, it's propaganda. You know, you get tidbits of truth here and there from these other people. On Fox, you get mostly truth, but you don't always get the other side on the opinion shows like Hannity. Hannity won't let the other side come out at all. That's why I like Tucker. Tucker will broadcast the other side. He'll make fun of them, but he'll put them on. So, but the rest of the day, everybody judges Fox News from 7 p.m. on, I guess. And 7 p.m. to midnight is, or to 11 is political commentary. That's what they are. They don't purport to be anchors. Don Lemon still says he's an anchor. He never reports news. The only thing he does is read Democratic talking points and act like he's morally superior to everybody.
He's a fucking tool. Yeah,
he said the most scary thing in America is white men. I'm sorry, but you sleep with one every night, Don. What the fuck? Nobody sees hypocrisy there?
Oh, I wish I had my drum cymbals up for that one.
Ba-dum-bum. So anyway, all right, that's good. Shit for the week. So talk about our app, buddy.
No, you can. I have so much menace in me right now, I can barely keep my eyes open.
All right, well, if you don't have the Zone Out Radio app, what the hell's wrong with you?
That's right.
The Zone Out Radio app is available on the Google Store. It's available in the iTunes Store or Apple Store, whatever the hell you call that thing. It's Zone Out Radio. And you'll see it. There's a little symbol there with a microphone in the middle. And if you look at the app, there's pictures of me and Slim as cartoons. All our podcasts are there. All our American Idol stuff is there. Our interviews with American Idol contestants there. And the coolest part is when we're not on the air or you're not listening to one of our podcasts, because you can find them all there, and we have headers on them now too, right?
Yes.
So you can look at the podcast. You can see what the show is about from the header and say, that one's fucked, that one. Oh, that one, that's the one where Zip interviewed Trump. I'm listening to that one. That's funny. So you can pick and choose. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. We're on there. And if you don't like our own damn app, then we post the link on our Off the Hook Radio page on Facebook. We put it out you put it out on the Tweety too, don't you?
Yeah, I use Twitter.
Put the Tweety.
Yeah, I use Twitter. Jack Dorsey resigned from Twitter today.
Instagram.
Monday.
Well, he makes more money from Squared anyway.
Yeah. Well, the guy
he put in charge, the first thing he did was stopped allowing pictures of people without their permission. So you can't put up pictures of Baldwin after he shoots somebody. You don't have permission to use Alec Baldwin's picture. That's taken down. So basically Twitter just got more fascist than it already was.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that was the new rule. Interesting.
Yeah, that just came out this morning, I think, or yesterday.
Thank you for enlightening me.
Hey, I pay attention. I got nothing else to do. I have no life.
I do
so
know.
We know if you listen to the show, you're not faint of heart because you wouldn't be here. But I've been doing this show 11 years, and I've never been shy, and you should know that. But in 2019, I was hell-bent for Kid Rock running for Senate in Michigan. I even got the Kid Rock for Senate T-shirts, and I wore them all the time. I got two different colors, two different styles. Kid Rock for Senate, you know. I was like, man, just get in there and tear Bernie Sanders a new one, you know. And then he decided not to run. I wasted like $100 on T-shirts. Fuck. Anyway, I hope Kid Rock still runs. But for now, let's just listen to him rant to music, saying stuff that we think and agree with. But, you know, some of you might not put it quite this bluntly. So here's his new release, Kid Rock, Don't Tell Me How to Live. Thank you all and good night.
Good night.
Good night.